Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, and I'm commenting on the ghastly but unsurprising news that Israelis are getting away with the murder of Palestinians, and that's other Israelis exposing that. So it's monstrous. So since 2020, not a single Israeli has been prosecuted, let alone convicted of the murder of a Palestinian civilian in the illegally occupied West Bank. Israel stole the West Bank in 1967 and was ordered to withdraw by the United Nations and has signally refused to do so. So there are Israeli illegal immigrants there and people call them settlers because settle has this comforting connotation and driven Palestinians out at gunpoint and so on. And yes, it's true, Jews were driven out of Arabia, out of Egypt, Morocco, Iraq, other Arab countries, other Muslim countries. And that's monstrous, and that's an injustice, and that also needs to be put right. There should be a right of return in both directions. Palestinians that come home to Palestine, and Jews are driven out of Arab lands to be allowed to return there, or allowed to stay where they are. What is to be done with these Israeli illegal immigrants? Because obviously some of them were born there. And maybe their parents, their grandparents, even their great-grandparents who moved there. So that's for the Palestinians to decide. Could you offer them citizenship or permanent resident status or something like that? But what cannot be the answer is Israel to be allowed to keep its ill-gotten gains. So the former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, who launched that war of aggression against Lebanon in 2006, even he said that they need the International Criminal Court to intervene. And this is what he quoted. This is what he says, the quotation, to save the Palestinians from us. Close quotation, I use the Israelis. So these illegal immigrants there carrying out the murder of Palestinian civilians for racist reasons, and the Israeli army and police at best just stand by to protect the perpetrators, and are they often join in and commit the murders themselves. So this is terrorism, make no doubt. Okay, so since 2020, almost every single month, there, Palestinians have been murdered by Israelis in the West Bank. For example, just after October the 7th, over 125 Palestinian civilians murdered. And I use that word advisedly, murdered, to deliberately kill someone when it's not self-defensive. That is murder, isn't it? So, wow, I mean, that was sort of a mini October 7th that Israelis carried out. Now, no nationality is guilty and no nationality is innocent. No one's bad for belonging to any nationality or faith. Individuals are bad for their actions. And even a lot of Israeli military officers, police officers and so on, have said that something has got to be done because almost every single day that these brutal attacks upon Palestinians has been to drive the Palestinians out. And if it was, I was a Palestinian, I wouldn't be hanging around like a sitting duck. So you see this racist terrorism, you hear very little about in the Western media. You certainly won't hear the US government decrying any government the racist and religious motivated violence motivated by Islamophobia. You see how Islamophobia kills. And so on. So there was a formal letter was published to the Israeli government in two former chiefs of the Israeli minister, five former chiefs of Mossad, the Institute for Special Tasks, that's Israel's external intelligence agency, a chief of Shin Bet, as in their internal intelligence agency, four erstwhile police commissioners and so on. And they say that they need to uphold the law, to uphold the moral strength of the armed forces. Now, the Israeli Defense Force, so-called Defense Force, has murdered tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians since 1948. But even commanders of that are sickened by the scale of the violence, especially considering it's totally asymmetric and they are a disarmed, oppressed people. And so since 2020, over 1,100 Palestinian civilians have been killed in the West Bank. 1,100. Okay, virtually all of them armed. 250 of them were children. So that is murder, isn't it? Not a single charge leveled at a single person. So it really is sickening. So it was, last time someone was charged in relation to this was in 2018. And so it goes on. So, wow. And Hamas doesn't even exist in the West Bank, so they don't have an excuse for this. Even if Hamas hadn't existed in Gaza, we know the Palestinians would have suffered such murder from the IDF. And so on. So how monstrous is that there's arson, deliberately burning down their houses, there's robbery, there's rape and so on. Some incidents caught on camera and they always get away with it. There's absolute impunity. So between 2025 and last year, over 96% of police investigations into violence by these illegal immigrants ended without an indictment, and so on. So, and if you go back before 2020, only 2% end with a conviction, sometimes just a partial conviction, and so on. So Ehud Olmert, the former Prime Minister of Israel, even he said that these illegal immigrants, though he didn't call them that, are assisted and supported and inspired by government circles, close quotation. So Netanyahu leads perhaps the most revoltingly racist regime in the world, and so on. These are pogroms. And Ehud Olmert even said it's the same as the ones directed against Jews in Europe, and so on, just like hunting people as though they're wild animals. It is heartbreaking. It is enraging. If you want to know why Hamas exists, look no further. Unsurprisingly, some Palestinians say the gun has been forced into our hand. You know, the police don't help us. The Israeli army doesn't help us. The international community doesn't help us. International law does not prevent these acts of genocide. All these demonstrations, attempts to boycott, divest, introduce sanctions, none of that's happening. Israel's got the US on its side. The American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee has got almost every single politician in Washington, D.C. in their pocket, and they can carry on these crimes against humanity as much as they want. And this is what Olmert said. If law enforcement authorities in Israel do not fulfill their duty, perhaps international legal authorities do what is necessary to save the Palestinians from us and the criminal acts being committed by Jewish terrorists right in front of our eyes. Close quotations. Ehud Olmert, okay, former Prime Minister of Israel, was willing to launch a law of aggression, was happy to kill hundreds of Palestinian and Lebanese civilians. Even he finds this nauseating. So it's been going on since 1967. So, wow. An analyst of this at the International Crisis Group said Palestinians may welcome this Israeli criticism, but they have not forgotten how many former officials facilitate the expansion of the settlement enterprise with settler military violence. Close quotation. So that is robbery. I do mean that in a very literal sense, robbery of Palestinian territory, destroying their olive trees, their houses, so they're going to steal even more land and keeping the Palestinians in poverty. If they're lucky, could be unskilled labor in these illegal Israeli colonies, and so on. So it's furious. It's infuriating, yeah. So the mass murders at Yesh Din. So between 2020 and 2024, the Palestinians submitted 1,746 complaints about the violence by Israeli soldiers, and under 1% of these ended indictments, under 1%. The actual number of violent incidents is going to be much higher. Of course, usually they don't bother because nothing's going to happen. And there might even be reprisals for doing this. So you see, this is what the racist system is about. This is outrageous injustice and so on. And even two former justice ministers from the Likud party, that was Benjamin Netanyahu's party, has said there's active and horrific ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. So it is revolting that people in the UK, in these Zionist organizations, will at best say nothing about this. They will deny it. They are complicit in all this, and so on. So you see what's happening, the racist violence. If anyone who doubts that there's genocide against Palestinians, why don't you take the word of the IDF for it, of these former commanders of Mossad, the former Prime Minister of Israel? Anyway, do what you can to bring freedom and justice for Palestine.